the $15 or more to Save America Ministries. It's a $17 book that we're making available for $15. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. And again, become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views for the next few hour. They're going to be the views of Ben Gilmore, who is with the AC8 seminars. They're going to be held next week. But, you know, basically Ben talks about a Christian background of the foundation of this country and the constitution of this country and how the two were intertwined. And this was called to mind by an article I read in the Wall Street Journal today, as simply decrying the belief that there was a Christian or a strong Christian influence behind the writing of the Declaration of Independence, behind the Constitution, behind the foundation of this country and the whole idea. We wouldn't want to offend anybody. And yet, if those of you listening to the news just a few minutes ago find that Sydney, in one of the Midwestern states, a science teacher was fired because he had a Bible on his desk. Because he had a Bible on his desk, and we couldn't allow that, and he was insubordinate, and he had to be fired because he had a Bible on his desk. He wasn't preaching from it. He just had a Bible on his desk. You see, there is a conspiracy against God. There is a conspiracy against the effort to point out that when America was founded, the majority of the people who were involved were Christians, and that America was to be a unique form of government where the power was to be limited over the lives of the people so that people could be ruled by God rather than by government. And of course, our form of government was made for a moral and religious people, and it wouldn't work for any other, and that's why the society is beginning to fall apart today, is because this country has turned against God, and that's because the Masons on the U.S. Supreme Court between 1941 and 1971 took God in prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools because they worship a different God. I'm not saying that every Mason understands what this is about, but the people there in the House of the Temple in Washington, D.C., there in our nation's capital, they understand what it's all about, and the hierarchy of the various covert societies understand that they want to create a new society, and they want to destroy the old society, and they want to create a new religion and destroy the old one. Let's get back to the AC8 seminars and Ben Gilmore. Ben, why don't you tell us what the AC8s and AC8 stands for and the AC8 seminar you're going to be hosting this next week?
Well, Stan, 30 years ago, my wife and I founded ACH Study Group, and we thought it would be better just to leave the initials and not to name it anything like American Christian History or American Christian Heritage.
Ben, are you on a hard line telephone? Because you're very, very soft.
I'm a tough guy. I'm hard.
Okay, fine.
Is that better?
Well, yeah. I mean, you need to be on a regular telephone.
I am on a regular telephone.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
And I just changed the batteries on the phone. It It's one of those old-fashioned phones that still has wires attached to it.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Anyway, we found we get better press with initials ACH than we would if we put words to the letters.
All right, fine. So basically, the ACH may could stand for American Christian Heritage, could stand for American Constitutional Heritage. We really don't know, but I will tell you, there's strong Christian background of what you'll learn if you attend the ACH seminar.
Amen.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically the seminar is going to be held next week from Wednesday to Saturday. It'll be, of course, 12 hours a day, and if you're going to be going, of course, you'll want to get the phone number. We'll get it from Ben. And basically, they will just school you in the background of America. And this is what we need today. People who understand this, now I've taken the course a number of times in years past, and it's something I really relish. You need to understand the foundations of our freedom if you have any hope of maintaining your freedom. You have to understand the strong Christian influence that was there. Not to say there was no occult influence when America was founded. There was, but it was certainly in a minority, and that had to be concealed because, of course, the Christian influence was so strong. But little bit by little bit, the occultists have come forward, and now they've destroyed and crushed the Christian foundation of this country because they want to crush and destroy America. And you must understand the concept of creative destruction. Alan Greenspan explains this. You can see it on YouTube by typing in Your Google, YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction, he will tell you. The whole idea is to destroy the old order. What was the old order? Why, that was, of course, the Christian America that really was, for so many years, the envy of the world. Ben, what is the telephone number for people to call if there's any way they can get there for the conference this year?
916-722-2501. Again, 916-722-2501.
Okay, well, now let's talk about John Locke, because, of course, we're going to be talking about one of the men who was the inspiration for Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson said of John Locke, he was one of the three greatest minds of all time. Remember now, Jefferson was writing the Declaration of Independence in 1776. John Locke had died in 1704. I mean, that was actually 72 years before Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. And yet John Locke's ideas were foundational to America. And there's a wonderful book out. I want you to tell us about the book. I want you to tell us about John Locke, why this book is so vitally important to anyone who values his freedom today. Go ahead, Ben. You pick up the story.
We're talking about a book, the title of which is John Locke, Philosopher of American Liberty. John Locke, Philosopher of American Liberty, by Mary Elaine Swanson. Mary Elaine passed away a little over a year ago. I've been honored by being offered an opportunity to represent her in discussing the book. So I'm very happy and proud to discuss this book. I believe every Christian activist and every homeschool family should have a copy of this book on their shelf. There's been a mighty effort to separate John Locke from American heritage, but like anything else, truth will find its way to the surface. And Mary Elaine has done an excellent job of bringing John Locke's truth to the surface.
Well, what is the truth about John Locke? Who was he? Why is he important?
Well, Locke was a heavy thinker, a philosopher of the first order, just as Thomas Jefferson said. Locke's writings inspired three revolutions, the shift from monarchy to representative monarchy in England, the American Revolution, and the French Revolution, which started off on Locke's principle, but then turned into a bloodbath when they turned their back on those three. All three were founded basically on writing and philosophy that Locke expressed very powerfully, and that was adopted by the founding fathers in the Declaration and the Constitution. But perhaps more significantly than that, it was adopted by the founding pastors, our colonial pastors, who in turn built Locke's biblical principles into their sermons. And the man on the street understood, de Tocqueville, a Frenchman, came over to see what was going on with the American colonies. De Tocqueville wrote that he was amazed at the political sophistication of the man on the street. The reason for that was that Locke was being incorporated into the biblical sermon of the pastors, and they were preaching the man on the street. And in turn, when the founding fathers wrote the Declaration and the Constitution, the man on the street in America understood the principles and supported
them. And I really think that people have to understand that down through the ages, men have always been ruled by other men. We had kings, we had emperors, we had dictators, we had tribal chiefs, we had certainly Genghis Khan, we had all sorts of rulers, but men were always ruled by authority. And this was simply accepted, because if you didn't have that, you ended up with a situation of anarchy. Until John Locke began considering what this was all about, and really said, you know, what we really need to do is to limit the power of government and have men ruled by God. And he talked about nature's God, and nature's law and nature's God. And of course, nature's law was basically God's law. And it's certainly morality, law, right and wrong came from God. And if we look to God and we were ruled by God, then we would not need an all-powerful government as had always existed down throughout all time. And the only time it had not existed was at the time of 1 Samuel when of course, the children of Israel were ruled by God. And, of course, then they gave that up and they wanted a king. And, of course, that's when they got David as a king and then Solomon. And then, of course, they lost their freedom. But America was to be unique. And why did the city of Locke believe that we could live without an authoritarian government? How could God replace certainly the king or the emperor?
Either you're going to be ruled internally, that internal self-government, or you're going to be ruled externally. And if you're ruled externally, you're either a slave or you're an anarchist. If you're ruled by your own conscience, and your conscience isn't submitted to God, you're ruled by another tyrant just like you would be by a dictator. Your own conscience will become a tyrannical if you allow it. You have to submit it to God. So either you're going to be ruled by God's law of liberty or you're going to be ruled by an external law that's either made by yourself or by another master. And those are the only two choices. And that's the only two choices that have come all the way down to it. The evils we're facing in America today have different names, but they are the same evils that were being faced by the founding fathers when they faced them down and formed the American government.
And basically, of course, religion at the time when Locke was writing was predominantly Calvinism, a Puritan religion. And of course, Calvin said men are inherently evil. And this is why, of course, the only solution to that problem is a personal relationship with God. Otherwise, of course, you'd become your own God, you'd make your own rules, and you would have anarchy and chaos, and this is why you needed a civil government. But, of course, unfortunately, Calvin insisted that everybody believe his way, and if you didn't, why, of course, you'd be executed. And they did. Actually, Calvin certainly was the dominant force in one of the Swiss cities, I think it was Bern, and he was very intolerant of anybody who didn't believe exactly as he believed. However, John Locke was different. He didn't believe you should necessarily banish people or punish them or kill them because they didn't believe your way. But he wanted to limit the power of government, and yet the only way you could do that was, of course, to have people who looked to God as the foundation of their moral beliefs. Because suddenly, if you're not going to be ruled by God, you would be ruled by tyrants. So go right ahead.
Yeah, the basic difference between Puritans and pilgrims. The pilgrims were at liberty. They were, their philosophy was, we're on an adventure to discover what we can about God. You're welcome to come along and discover with us. The pilgrim philosophy was more, we've found the way. We want you to join us in that way. And New England, by a group of events that influence the hand of God, I see in the group of events, basically converted the whole Massachusetts colony from Puritan to Pilgrim philosophy. And an interesting thing that really confuses the historians on that, the ex-Puritans in Massachusetts kept their Puritan name tag, but they adopted the Pilgrim philosophy of government. Interesting thing. Very confusing for historians. Then what happened, the last seven words of a dying church, we've never done it that way before. There were folks that said, no, we're not going to change our philosophy. And since their society was shifting to a pilgrim philosophy, a congregational structure, then the pilgrims, the Puritan folks and the folks that didn't want to adopt the pilgrim philosophy shifted basically down to Rhode Island and then jumped the sound to Long Island and then on down into New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
But because if you study the foundation of America, it all evolved around the Christian beliefs of the various groups that were there.
Yes, it does.
And how are you going to get them all to be able to get along together? I mean, there were the Congregationalists, there were the Quakers, there were the Presbyterians, and there were the Calvinists. So how did they get them?
Don't forget the Episcopalians.
Right. How did they get them to live together and then to adopt a document that they could all live by?
Yes, indeed.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the Pig Arthritis Formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the Pig Pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
This is Dr. Stan. Suddenly Ben is pointing out that so much of the Declaration of Independence came right out of the writings of John Locke, whether it be the "we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal," and endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and Locke's word was property, and that was what Jefferson put in the original Declaration of Independence. The Committee, of course, which went over it, substituted the word pursuit of happiness, but of course you can't have happiness unless you can own property, unless you have a right to own things physically. But then John Locke had talked about nature's God and nature's law. And nature's law was, of course, what you suddenly understood through reason. You use your reason and logic to come up with nature's law. But God's law and nature's God, basically, of course, there were laws that obviously came from God. And suddenly, if you couldn't figure things out on your own, you had to turn to God. And suddenly, this is what Locke believed, that suddenly, if left to his own devices, mankind would create a moral degeneracy. We needed a set of standards, and they would come from God. Go right ahead, Ben.
That's true. Locke pointed out that the original state of nature, take all the people out of the world, before God put any human being on the earth, he provided everything necessary for man to have a full, happy, healthy, long life. Then he put man on the earth, and he gave men dominion over what he had given, what he had put here. So Locke's position was that because men had life, they were entitled to the good that God had put on the earth in common for them to sustain that life. They had the liberty to go gather the wood for a fire, go gather the berries for a meal, etc. And then he reasoned further that men also had a right to property because the things in common that were given to all men would be of no value to an individual man until they became his specifically. The apples lying under the tree, under the apple tree in the woods, don't belong to me until I pick that apple up. And when I remove it from the state nature put it in, I've mixed my labor with it, and it becomes mine. And then I can eat the apple, and it can nourish my body. So life, liberty, and property come from that very fundamental philosophy and logic and reason from Locke. Locke also said that revealed law will always be superior to natural law. The reason for that is revealed law, found only in the Holy Scriptures, is inspired law. It's inspired by the God directly, whereas natural law is the result of man's observation, which is never perfect, and man's reason, which is never perfect. So when there's a conflict between the two, revealed law will always be superior. However, the two should come from the same source, so they'll never be in conflict.
And, of course, you got your ideas about revealed law, God's law, from the Bible. And certainly he had to be a Christian because he kept referring to the Bible as the source of God's word. Everything is done today to destroy the Christian foundation of this country because the enemies of freedom know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. These people don't want liberty. That's why they've taken God and prayer out of our schools. And, of course, they've intimidated ministers. Most ministers are afraid to speak out and tell you what's going on because they know if they do, there'll be forces within the church that will destroy them. There'll be forces within government that will destroy them. And so many of our ministers have more fear of their governing board, of their church, or of the government than they do of God, and that's one reason we're in the mess we are today. So basically, Ben, our guest is Ben Gilmore. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But remember, if you destroy the Christian foundation of this country, you destroy the freedom of this country, which is why our courts, our Supreme Court, the media, everything is aligned to destroy Christianity, and why they have changed the music and the message of the Christian church, and why so many ministers don't even show respect for God by coming either in some sort of a black gown or even wear a a tie and a coat. We've lost respect for God. We've changed the very nature of God. We don't teach about the fear of God in our churches anymore. God is just somebody who loves everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people are in for a terrible, terrible surprise. When you find that the God of love is also a God of judgment and of vengeance, and if God was only a God of love, it would be ultimate triumph of evil.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Ben Gilmore. We're talking about a book on John Locke. I'm reading the book now. It is fascinating, and you begin seeing how there is a conspiracy today to convince people that John Locke was not a Christian. One of the major advocates of this was a man named Leo Strauss. He was a professor at the University of Chicago, and he was, of course, a great advocate of Plato and Plato's plan. But nobody tells you is that Leo Strauss is the man behind the modern-day neoconservative movement, and Leo Strauss certainly was basically pushing the mystery religions that were actually advocated by Plato. Plato was deeply involved in the mysteries, and of course, those people who adhere to this idea want to destroy Christianity, they want to destroy America, and they want to bring about this one-world occult movement. Well, now, if you're out in the listening audience, we hope that you'll give us a call, because, of course, John Locke is pivotal to understanding everything in America today, what's going on, and the fact that most people don't even know who he is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Ben Gilmore, how can people get hold of the book? Why should they get hold of the book? And give them the address, the people they can get the book from. And if you're out there in the listening audience, if you have any questions or comments on this unique philosopher who is really, in many respects, even more so than Thomas Jefferson, one of the founders of our country, because, of course, it was based upon the writings of Leo Strauss, that men like Jefferson and Adams and the other founders of this America had their inspiration for a unique type of government where men could be free and the power of the government would be limited by the change of the Constitution and men would be governed by God rather than by government. Ben, how can people get hold of the book?
They can go to Amazon, of course, or any major bookstore that the bookstore can use their online link and get hold of a copy, or they can get in touch with the publisher, Nordskog Publishing. I'll spell that. N for Nancy, O-R, D for David, S-K-O-G, Nordskog Publishing, in Ventura, California. The phone number is 805-642-2070. I'll say again, 805-642-2070. Or they can go online to NordskogPublishing.com.
And once again, what is the title of the book?
John Locke, Philosopher of American Liberty.
John Locke, Philosopher of American Liberty. And if you really want to be inspired about the background of America, and of course you learn there's an organized effort to actually degrade any idea that America was founded by Christians as a Christian nation, or even that John Locke himself was a Christian. Yet if you read his writings, there is no question that he was coming from a Christian perspective. Would you agree with that, Ben?
Yes, although I would not agree with the statement that America was founded by Christians, because I have no way of knowing. I can't look over God's shoulder and see what's written in the book. However, I can support the fact that America has a Christian form. It may not have been formed by Christians, though I believe it was. Rather, it has a Christian form, and that I can support.
All right, but if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And because basically, if you want to preserve our country, you have to understand what you are preserving and why America is different than any other nation that exists in the world today, or any nation that has existed going back to the time when before David became the king of the Jews. Go ahead, Ben.
Let's say it this way. There was a shepherd boy named David, and there was a big, mean, tall giant named Goliath. David understood how big Goliath was. David understood how mean Goliath was. David understood the history of Goliath. He understood all that. But David's concept of God was a lot bigger than Goliath. And my concept of the situation we're facing today, I think, is similar to the concept that was faced by the Founding Fathers. They had a big Goliath in front of them, too, but their God was bigger than that Goliath. And so is mine. I believe that God has invested a great deal of his effort in establishing biblical principles of self-government and Christian self-government in North America, as an illustration, not just in North America, but as an illustration to the world about what the biblical principles of government can produce. So I'm dedicated, and I've dedicated my life, and my wife and I have dedicated our organization, ACH, to teaching people what's right, to teaching people, helping them understand the biblical principles of government and the hand of God in human history. If you trace it back it makes the, I like to say, how big is your God? We've got a giant God that's a lot bigger than the problems we face if we'll just turn to him and trust him. But that doesn't mean pacifism. That doesn't mean go down on your face and pray and stay there. It means go down on your face and pray and then get up and do what he tells you to do.
Well, Ben, been doing this for 30 years. I've been looking over his shoulder for that length of time. I think this is one of the most inspirational things that you'll ever have and experience is attending an AC8 seminar. And, of course, remember, if you do go, they'll make arrangements, if you can get in touch with them, for your lodging, for your feeding, so you won't have any expense there. And all you really have to do is get there. There is a charge for the seminar, but certainly I don't know what it is now, but it was never excessive, and it was something was well worthwhile. And what does the seminar actually cost for the full 4 days and room and board during that time?
Well, the room is gratis. We'll arrange Christian hospitality for you if you get in touch with us as soon as I force to do it. It's only a couple days now until the seminar, but if you call right away, I think we can arrange it. And if you're from out of town and you fly in, we'll meet the flight. We'll take care of your transportation while you're in town, your local transportation. And then the meals, you're responsible for your own meals except for the banquet. Incidentally, those of you from California will be interested. One of California's big history buffs is a guy named Tom McClintock. You may remember he was the guy that ran against Arnold Schwarzenegger way back when they recalled the Democrat governor. And Tom McClintock is going to be the key speaker at our commissioning banquet on Saturday, and I've asked him to give us a history lesson as opposed to a political stump speech. So I'm really looking forward to that. He's a great historian.
All right. Now, what is your telephone number again, Ben, in case people would like to get in touch with you?
916-722-2501. Again, 916-722-2501.
And because that's in the Sacramento area here in the heartland of California. Our telephone number here, if you have a question for Ben, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And ladies and gentlemen, there's an organized effort to lie to the American people about the foundation of this country, the people who created this country, the ideas upon which this country rests. And remember, those who will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants. We're moving towards social anarchy today. The tempo of violence is increasing on a regular basis. And, of course, they've lied to us even about the form of government, telling us we're a democracy. If you go back and you read the 10th of the Federalist Papers, read what James Madison wrote, where he said, democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention. Democracies are air incompatible with personal liberty and personal security and private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. And what you are witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, is the death of America. Do you care enough to be involved in Sydney? Ben has been at this for 30 years, and certainly we've been to his conferences, and if you can possibly get there. Or Ben, is there any other way? Can people go up on the internet and take a course and get this information if they're unable to get to your conference?
Yes, indeed. First, our website, ACHStudyGroup.com, that's plural, ACHStudyGroup.com. There's a lot of information there. They can contact us by phone, or they can contact, well, that's the best way. Then, so far as online courses are concerned, on the 23rd of July, we begin the next Principles of American Government online course. What that is a 30-hour course. It's like the 4-day course on steroids. And during that course for 3 months, we'll meet twice a week on a virtual classroom. We usually use Skype. So you'll have students, half adults and half teens from across the country will all be together in a class, in a virtual classroom on the computer. And we'll teach for 3 months on these subjects. We meet on Mondays and Wednesdays. And an interesting thing we've done for convenience, we'll teach the same class in the morning and in the afternoon. So if you miss one, you can catch the other on either Monday or Wednesday. So it makes it real convenient. There's a lot of work to be done, but if you're in.
And, of course, you have other teachers there. You still have Jim Rose and Beth Bellinger.
No, you're stuck with me on that one.
Well, what about the three-day conference or four-day conference we're talking about?
Yeah, on the four-day conference, what we've done there is take the Francis Schaeffer of Providential History and Biblical Government, which is James Rose of ACHI, American Christian History Institute. And he introduces each of seven principles from a biblical overview standpoint. Then the next teacher, Beth Ballinger, illustrates those principles from a historical standpoint. History is practical. It takes it out of theory and makes it real. Then I take the back off the watch and show how the mechanics work and why God's mechanics work and everything else is going to fall apart and break apart. And so the three of us teach together the same subject for the 4 days. And the three viewpoints, big picture, practice, and mechanics, really make the subject come alive.
It really does. Jim is a wonderful, wonderful teacher.
Yes.
Beth is one of the best storytellers you will ever hear. And basically, we used to have Beth on. We really should have her on again. But she can tell a story. And God has given her a gift as a storyteller. And then, of course, Ben takes it from there and explains it just exactly how it all fits together. And since you've had hundreds and hundreds of people graduate from your course every year, haven't you?
Close to a thousand.
And then these are people who go out and have gone back to the communities and taught others about the foundation of freedom here in America. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, our guest this evening, our long-term friend, Ben Gilmore. He used to live in Gilroy. Now he lives up in the Sacramento area, and we're talking about basically the ACH seminar. It's going to be held starting next week, and then it'll be held, of course, on a yearly basis. We're also talking then about the book on John Locke, who is a philosopher of liberty, and certainly one of the founders, the inspiration for Thomas Jefferson. Most people read the Declaration of Independence and marvel at what it said, without understanding that so many of the ideas there actually came from Thomas Jefferson. And, pardon me, that Jefferson's ideas actually came from John Locke.
But is it time for another Locke quote?
Go right ahead.
A relative, having inquired of Mr. Locke, what was the surest and shortest way for a young gentleman to attain the knowledge of the Christian religion, Locke replied in these golden words, quote, "Let him study the Holy Scriptures, especially the New Testament. Therein, in the Holy Scriptures, therein are contained the words of eternal life. It has God for its author, salvation for its end, and truth without any mixture of error for its matter." Listen to that. It has God for its author, salvation, the New Testament, has God for its author, salvation for its end, and truth without any mixture of error for its matter. Somebody says Locke wasn't a Christian, throw that quote up and say, does that sound like a idea?
But you see, you'll never hear that quotation. All you would hear would be the writings of Leo Strauss, father of the new conservative fascist movement. Professor at the University of California, champion of the writings of Plato, a man who is deeply involved with the world occult movement, and his damnation of of Locke and his effort to convince people Loft is not a Christian. Why? Because he recognized that Loft was really the architect of the ideas that Thomas Jefferson recorded in the Declaration of Independence. And ladies and gentlemen, there is an organized conspiracy against God today. There's an organized conspiracy against Christianity. And Leo Strauss, professor of philosophy at Harvard, University of Chicago, like so many others, has a different agenda. They want to destroy America. And when you understand there is an organized, coordinated, well-financed effort to destroy America, it all begins to make sense. And if you doubt what I say, go onto your internet, go to Google, type in YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. I want you to tell me what you think after you hear Alan Greenspan explain how the goal today is to destroy America, to destroy the old order, so you can create a new one, creative destruction. We want to create a globalist society. We can't do that if the old order persists. So we've got to destroy the old order. That's what they're doing. And there's not one person in America who honestly believes that there is a subversive movement that permeates every aspect of our society through the neoconservative movement and the associations, organizations are associated with.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Okay, fine. Well, that was certainly Ben Gilmore, and we do hope, of course, that you've enjoyed having Ben with us. And basically, we do hope that you, if you're in a position to Get in touch with Ben either now or for one of his future courses, even the online course. You'll find it will be well worth your time to understand the foundations of our freedom. And between his organization and the Institute on the Constitution, the two best organizations we have in America to teach you the foundations of our freedom. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience, we hope that you'll certainly give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And basically, we're on the edge of momentous changes in the world. What most Americans do not know, because you're not being told by the media, is in the last two days, the price of gold is up almost $50. In the last 2 days, the price of silver has gone up almost $4. We've been pleading with you, of course, to get yourself positioned in preparation for the coming cataclysmic events. What is going to happen? Well, I can tell you one thing, and that is they're going to bring inflation to America and wipe out the value of your life savings, wipe out the value of your pension, wipe out the value of your insurance policies, wipe out the value of everything you have that's tied to paper dollars, and they intend to impoverish the American people. Why do they want to do that? Why? Because they want to destroy the old order. And do you know any better way to do that than that? You need to get, of course, our talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. You can see it on, you get the book, or you can watch the talk at RadioLiberty.com. If you go to the section on videos, you want to hear our talk on the dangerous secret, and certainly on the forbidden secret. You want to get our DVD on population control, the covert agenda. You want to get our DVD on the case for a satanic conspiracy. The case for a satanic conspiracy. You want to get our DVD on the world revolution. Our DVD on the dangerous deception, and that is just my interview with Norman Dodd, director of research for the Reese Committee. And you'll hear certainly what he was told by the head of the Ford Foundation from Norman Dodd's own lips. And you can watch this most amazing interview that I've recorded. It's the dangerous deception. And then, of course, you'll want to, of course, get my interview with Professor Sutton. It's called The Best Enemies Money Can Buy. It goes into how, of course, America financed the communists from their inception, talking about the great tax-exempt foundations, the great corporations, the banks, build up Russia, and then, of course, they build up the Nazis, and they financed the Nazis during the Second World War, and then, of course, they actually financed the and provided the weapons for the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. After all, you can't have a war unless you have an enemy, can you? It's called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. You can get Professor Sutton's book on The Best Enemy Money Could Buy. We carry his book on Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. We got his book on Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. We carry his book on America's Secret Establishment. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our internet programs there 24 hours a day. If you have a radio with unlimited minutes, you can listen to our programs 24 hours a day. We certainly get us on shortwave, on satellite, radio stations across America. It's expensive. We could certainly use your help to finance, and so we can keep our network together. And a lot of people are having problems, and so we do need your help if you're in a position to help. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, hopefully they're going to be the views of William Grigg, a former senior editor of the New American Magazine, and currently the managing editor of Republic Magazine. Sidney is a prolific writer. He writes the monthly Radio Liberty newsletter, and we're going to have to find out. We haven't heard from him recently, but we need to get the newsletter for last month and then the one again for this month. But he certainly does an excellent job of giving us an overview of what is going on. I don't know anybody who can express themselves as eloquently as William, and we always enjoy having him with us. And while we're waiting for him to come on the line, let me comment that we certainly have been gone for a day, and when we got back, we looked to see what had happened to the price of gold. And the price of gold had gone up almost $50 in the last 2 days. Let me repeat that. The price of gold has gone up almost $50 in the last 2 days. The price of silver has gone up almost $4 in the last 2 days. Have you heard about that on the in the general media? We hear how the stock market's going up or down or whatever it's doing. But why aren't they telling about gold and silver? Well, basically, it is the basis of the stability of our currency. And our currency is not stable. They are going to destroy the value of our currency. They're in the process of doing it. It's very obvious that they're going to inflate. And by inflation, you simply mean, if not rising prices. Rising prices are the byproduct of the increase in the money supply. And they've started now a new program of quantitative easing. What is quantitative easing? It means dumping money into the market. They don't want to tell you what they're doing, so they use these artificial terms to confuse you. Everything is done to confuse you, ladies and gentlemen. Your reality is shaped by those people who control the media, where, of course, we, in America, we have freedom of the press, which means if you own the press, you have the freedom to distort the reality that is presented to the American people, and that's just what they do. Well, with us, of course, now, fortunately, is William Grigg. Hi, William. How are we doing?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing well. It's good to be with you again this evening.
So what are we going to talk about tonight?
I think that you touched on something that's very important with respect to what's going on in monetary markets, precious metals markets, and tying it to the idea of freedom of the press being freedom if you own a printing press. That printing press, of course, could be a monetary printing press, so the digital equivalent. And what's happening, of course, is that we're seeing this grand convergence of people of influence in the media and in the financial realm in order to obfuscate for the purposes of public consumption just how sick unto death the global economy has become.
Did you notice what happened to gold in the last 48 hours and silver?
Meteoric.
I mean, but basically, why isn't that on the front page of our papers? Why isn't that certainly being talked about, certainly, on ABC, CBS, and NBC? I mean, that is certainly far more important than the case of Trevor Martin and Zimmerman down there, you know, in the, where I guess it's in Florida, wherever it is. But they focus our attention on certain things. And yet something as important as the skyrocketing price of gold at this time in history, because we've been warning it was going to happen, but they focus our attention and your attention on unimportant things, whereas something that could affect your future and your family's future is being totally ignored. We're going to be back here in just a moment with William Grigg as we explore, well, apparently we're going to be exploring the financial crisis we're facing today.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan, and William was bringing up something which was quite amazing to me. He was talking about the fact that it's come out, I'd never heard this before, that Chief Justice Roberts of the Supreme Court had written both the majority decision and the minority decision. Is that,
yeah,
could that be correct? Why would he write the majority decision and the minority decision?
The objective here, I suspect, would be to make sure that every element of this so-called debate is controlled in order to bring about a desired outcome. And it's interesting to me that the first thing that he did after this decision was announced was he got in a plane and hightailed it to Malta. He got out of the country. That's, I think, indicative of a bad conscience. But if you go to salon.com, S-A-L-O-N.com, and type in John Roberts, in majority and dissent, the article will pop up. I don't have access to my computer right now, so I can't give more specific in terms of the URL. But if you were to go to salon.com and look under those search terms, John Roberts, then dissent and majority, you'll find out that he wrote the material essence of both the majority decision and the dissenting decision, and he was whipsawing back and forth between these two positions, literally up until the last moment. And I suspect that the reason why he was doing that is best explained by an essay that was published in The Atlantic, the website of The Atlantic Monthly. And the title of this, written by a cultural Marxist legal analyst by the name of Jack M. Balkin, B-A-L-K-I-N. The title is "The Court Affirms Our Social Contract." I want to read just a couple of excerpts here and discuss them because I think this is important. Mr. Balkin says, in civics class, we learned that federal courts decide whether laws passed by Congress, state legislatures are constitutional. Therefore, the federal courts are guardians of our Constitution. That is certainly true, but it is not the whole story. In fact, the most important function of the federal court is to legitimate state building by the political branches. That is the best way to understand what happened in the health care case. It also helps explain why Chief Justice John Roberts' opinion is written the way it is. Mr. Balkin proceeds to explain what state building is. Throughout a country's history, government has taken on many new functions. The early 19th century American state actually didn't do very much more than national defense and customs collection. Parenthetically, that's the way it should be. The central government being an agent of the state government with a limited rescript to do specific things wasn't this hypertrophied and all-encompassing busybody regime that we're living under right now. That's exactly the way it should be. The executive branch, he explains, was tiny. Over the years, the federal government took on more and more obligations, offering new protections and new services for its citizens. Of course, that's a cultural Marxist gloss on what actually happened, which is that the central government has devoured the constitutionally protected roles of the state governments and the local government, and has intruded wholesale on the protected rights, the reserved rights of individuals, the point where there are no intermediary institutions between the individual and the central government. The central government basically has unlimited power. It's become, rather than a Madisonian artifact, which is limited by law and power that's checked by other more dominant institutions in society. That's the James Madison approach. It's now a Leninist institution exercising power without limit, resting directly on force in the name of supposedly providing services for us. But rather than taking on obligations, it has imposed more obligations without constitutional authority to do so. This is the process of state building. It's a dialectical exercise, and it advances in incremental fashion. And occasionally, from time to time in American history, there are, if you will, inflection points where it dramatically accelerates the process of state building. And that's what happened with this decision. He points out that state building really took off after the New Deal, which established the modern administrative and regulatory state and added a host of labor and consumer protection regulations, investments in infrastructure and social security. The national security state was born after World War II in the 1960s, brought new civil rights laws and new social welfare programs to the Great Society. At the turn of the 21st century, the federal government expanded its national security infrastructure even further, implementing vast new surveillance programs and strategies for dealing with terrorism, including detention of enemy combatants that I collectively call the national surveillance state. He's not criticizing this process. He's applauding it. And he is correct in saying that what happened with the Roberts decision in the Obamacare case was a dramatic enrichment of this process by expanding, without explicit warrant or license of the Constitution, the government's role in the most intimate of functions, which have to do with the maintenance of physical health and the issues pertaining to the physical upkeep of the bodies of the individual citizens. It really is totalitarian scope.
Well, basically, of course, this is what you would anticipate the average ideological and philosophical Marxist want. I mean, socialists exactly. want to increase the power of the state over the individual, but the average socialist, naive that he is, doesn't understand that the major force behind this are the very people of great wealth and the banking industry that they opposed. I mean, they think of, oh, we're going to take care of that 1% that's exploiting the public, without realizing it's that 1% that push these Marxist philosophies, because they want to centralize power with government, because this 1% realizes that when you've centralized all power in Washington, D.C., they will be able to control it by simply buying and selling the politicians. How can the socialists be so naive? How can the academics be so naive not to realize that they're playing into the hands of the very people that they theoretically, and I think in many instances, honestly believe they oppose?
I think in the case of somebody like Mr. Balkin, you know, dealing with naivete, I don't think he's ingenuous. I think he's been bought and paid for. He's a court historian. He's an apologist. He's somebody who offers what ancient theologians used to refer to as a theodicy. A theodicy, I actually believe it's pronounced theodicy, T-H-E-O-D-I-C-Y. The word refers to an effort on the part of man to reconcile seemingly irreconcilable reality in the context of God's sovereignty. The Book of Job, for instance, is full of questions that would be addressed by a theodicy. Why is there evil in the world? Why are the wicked allowed to prosper? Things of that sort. The difference is that people like this treat the state as if it were God. They treat the state as if it were some kind of a divine self-existing entity that is morally autonomous and that is in the position of defining its own powers and redefining our own relationship to it in a covenantal way, as if it somehow possesses independent legitimacy and authority. And the rights that we exercise are exercised by the grace of the divine state. I think this guy's in the business of creating rationales of that sort on behalf of the very powerful people that run the state apparatus. I think you're entirely correct, Dr. Stan, in saying that there are people who are academics who are left-leaning Marxist in their outlook economically, who operate out of a naive and misplaced faith in the supposed goodness of this institution called the state. But what they don't understand, of course, is that every time the state centralizes power, it ends up in precisely the hands of the people they most abhor, which is why people like that end up getting fed to the guillotines, the gas chambers, and the gulags throughout history. You saw that happen in the French Revolution when many of the idealistic and fanatical ideologues ended up being devoured by Senior Guillotine's invention. And you certainly saw that as recently as the killing fields of Cambodia, where the intellectuals were the first to be put to the blade or to swallow a bullet or be sent on the forced march out of the cities to die of starvation and disease. The thing is, what this guy is saying is essentially the same thing that I said in the piece that I wrote for Republic magazine right after the decision, which is that this illustrates the way that anytime government is put in a position of interpreting its own powers, even a constitutional government, you have a Leninist dynamic at work, because eventually a government will redefine the terms of a constitution to facilitate the expansion of its powers until it's absorbed all the social functions of the given society. That's true of our case, unfortunately, in spite of the fact that the Constitution, for all of its flaws, was a brilliant piece of handiwork that contained many apparently powerful and potent restraints on the exercise of power. The problem was, of course, that it always assumed that people would not be become beholden to an ideology that looked upon government as the provider of things rather than the government as the destroyer of wealth, that the government somehow is independently capable of creating wealth. That, once again, comes from this modernistic view of the government as in some sense a divine entity. Now, this fellow Balkin talks about the fact that when there are major changes in the so-called social contract, the role of the Supreme Court is to find ways of ratifying it and reconciling it with the previous understanding of the Constitution. He writes, whenever the federal government expands its capabilities, it changes the nature of the social compact. Sometimes the changes are small, but sometimes, as in the New Deal or the Civil Rights era, the changes are big. And when the changes are big, courts are called on to legitimate the changes and ensure that they are consistent with our ancient constitution. In this way, courts ratify significant revisions to the American social contract. That, of course, makes no sense at all. Once you understand that this is the government renegotiating the contract within its own self in an internal fashion and then dictating the new terms to us, if you understand the American premise, the only powers that they exercise are derivative of the permission that we have given them as the sovereign. Here they're trying to say that as the sovereign, they can collectively renegotiate the contract and impose new obligations on us. That, of course, is applied Leninism.
Well, of course, the thing is that the whole idea of our founding fathers was to limit the power of government. They feared government. They knew government would be used against the people. And basically, the whole purpose of the Constitution was to put chains onto the government so men could be free. Well, Justice Roberts took those chains off of government, and they're forging them for the people. And where is the outcry from our leaders, from our media, from our religious leaders? It's deafening and it's silence, because there is an effort to destroy America.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Of course, what you have to understand is the significance of this Supreme Court decision on Obamacare. Basically, what we've said is one man alone can change the entire meaning of our Constitution. He would have far more power than an Adolf Hitler or a Stalin. He is actually one man has said, oh, this is a new tax, and this is the reason you can justify it. You can't justify the Obamacare under the Commerce Clause. But this is to be a tax, and basically, of course, even Obama didn't certainly try to justify it under those circumstances, but Justice Roberts did. This is power, that sort of power that our founding fathers feared. This is a sort of power that you find in a totalitarian, but people don't understand why Justice Roberts would have done this until they understand there is an effort to destroy the old order. If you have never heard the term creative destruction, you need to look it up on the internet. Creative destruction means, of course, that you are going to create a new society, but to do that, you have to destroy the old one. And if you doubt that this is the case, simply type in on your Google, YouTube, Alan Greenspan, creative destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, creative destruction. You will hear Alan Greenspan explain the term creative destruction. And as he says, we're going to create this new globalist society. But before we can do that, we have to destroy the old one. Where did Alan Greenspan and his cohorts get permission to destroy the old society? They've sworn an oath to uphold our Constitution, and they're in the process of destroying it. And leading the pack is Justice Roberts. Understand that this is a plan. And you can say, I don't believe in conspiracy. Well, listen to what Alan Greenspan says. He's quite open. It's all about destroying the old society. Creative destruction. Creative destruction. Creative destruction is what is taking place today. And this is a beautiful example of creative destruction. Where we move towards this new, wonderful, idealistic, socialist society, we have to destroy the old one. Go right ahead, William.
That's exactly right. You're talking about the idea of fomenting the type of chaos that will result in an imposed order, a new synthesis out of this clash between the thesis of the old and the antithesis of the hyper-violent effort to tear down the old. There is a sense in which the phrase creative destruction, as originally used by the economist Joseph Schumpeter, isn't morally objectionable. He was talking about the way that capitalism, free market capitalism, will often destroy something that doesn't work in favor of something that does work. This is something that works through the exercise of free will and consumer choice. You have something that, for instance, is less efficient in a market economy, something more efficient that's less expensive comes along. It will tend to destroy the market that was previously, it will occupy the market slot that was held by something that was inferior to it, and the inferior will be destroyed. But this is a net benefit to both the consumer and the producer. Both ends of that transaction actually benefit. Nobody benefits, however, when statists employ what they call creative destruction, because it's pure destruction. It's the destruction of capital, the destruction of individual liberty, the destruction of societies composed of free individuals who are pursuing mutually beneficial commerce and serving each other without the supervision of our supposed moral betters. The thing about the way that people like Alan Greenspan use the phrase creative destruction is that they consider themselves to be endowed by, well, I don't think they believe in God. They consider themselves endowed by history or by some impersonal force that only they are attuned to correct the way that we have chosen to live and to destroy the societies that we have created through the choices that we have made, and to destroy institutions that we cherish, that we value. And they do this because apparently they believe that they are once again enthroned for the purpose of creating this new society at whatever cost to those of us who live in the old.
And I think it's so vitally important that we understand that there is a ruling elite. Sidney Alan Greenspan was a member of that, a member of the Trilateral Commission, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. When he left his position in government, they gave him $8 million. That was, of course, supposedly for his book. Ladies and gentlemen, this was payoff for services rendered to the elite who rule our world and engage in this process of creative destruction. But you'll never hear this described better than Alan Greenspan before the United States Senate when asked what creative destruction was. And he just said, we're destroying the old order. We have to create the new one. And that's what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Some people call it treason. I would call it treason. And the difficulty is that the average individual finds it difficult to believe that we are in the process of destroying the America that we love. That is being done by an elite.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan, and William is simply talking about what I had started the program with, and that is the meteoric rise of the gold market the last 2 days of this last week, and certainly with gold up almost $50 an ounce, with silver up almost $4 an ounce. I mean, certainly this is a meteoric rise, but ladies and gentlemen, we know something big is in the offing, and we know that we're already undergoing inflationary pressures. We know that they're lying to us. The government lies to us about whether it be the Gulf of Tonkin incident or how they killed the football star from Arizona, how they lied to us about what happened in Kuwait to get us into the Kuwait war, and how they lied to us about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and killed 1 million people. And now they're lying to us about the inflation rate in America, which is really 10 or 11%. They're lying to us about the unemployment level. But basically, of course, they're not telling us that the price of gold and silver is beginning to skyrocket. Why? Because people throughout the world have lost confidence in the dollar. China is certainly not exporting any gold at all. They're the largest gold producer in the world, but they are actually importing massive amounts, as are India, as are Russia, as are Brazil. They're stockpiling it as long as they keep the price low. Why? Because, if you didn't have other people accumulating it, you could manipulate those prices indefinitely. But when China and Russia and Brazil and Venezuela and India are all importing gold as rapidly as they can, you can't keep selling it far below value, and we may very well see gold going to its true value as far as its relationship to our currency is concerned, which would be somewhere, I think, at least $3,000 to $4,000 an ounce for gold, and probably somewhere between $100 to $400 an ounce for silver. These things are coming, ladies and gentlemen, with a collapse of the value of our currency, and nobody is going to tell the American people, which is why I do what I do, 5 hours a day, trying to sound the warning. Prepare, ladies and gentlemen, because if you don't prepare today, tomorrow could be too late. Go right ahead, William.
I think that what we're seeing with the gold price and with a number of other economic indicators of that sort, and the effort studiously to ignore the jobs report or to change the subject to something else, that falls under the category best described by the cliche about whistling past graveyard. But the way that we're finding our attention being focused on practically anything other than these very important indicators of the relative health of the economy suggests to me that the people in the know, most of them, have some inkling of where we're headed. And I find myself adverting again to the case of Neil Kashkari. I've referred to him a couple of times on this program. He was the fellow who was the administrator of the TARP program. He was the emissary from Goldman Sachs. At the time, Goldman Sachs essentially absorbed the Treasury Department about 4 years ago. He was the one appointed by Herr Paulson, who was made the economic dictator of the United States by the October Revolution 2008 TARP program. Neil Kashkari was the young man who was supposed to go to Capitol Hill and then issue whatever boilerplate pronouncements were expected of him, and then take the money to hand out to the beneficiaries of the TARP bailout. And he lasted 6 or 8 months in that position, and then he quit, and he headed to Northern California, to the Sierra Nevadas, I believe, and bought a tract of territory and started to build a cabin. He went off the grid. I don't think you can find him right now. I think he's completely inaccessible. So when the guy who was the head of the bailout, the guy who was actually in the bowels of the bailout mechanism, the bag man for Goldman Sachs, the Treasury Department, who was handing out money to these institutions, when he heads to the high ground, it goes off the grid, you know, something ugly is on its way. And if you take a look at the way that the people in the know have been making a point of buying up real wealth in terms of arable farmland, the way that they've been buying up huge tracts of the Midwest, some of the richest and primest farmland in Latin America. You mentioned, of course, the BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China. You mentioned Venezuela. There are two things that these countries have in common. First of all is that they're all governed by what we'd have to consider to be socialist or even late Marxist or so-called post-Marxist regimes, first of all. Secondly, they're actually producing things that the world buys, often in terms of energy. That's certainly true with Russia, with natural gas. That's true with Venezuela with oil. Brazil produces all kinds of energy and all kinds of natural resources. They're all resource-rich countries ruled by socialist governments. But the really interesting thing is that none of them is as socialist as the government ruling us right now. As of 2008, it really is sort of fatuous to call the United States anything other than a fully realized socialist state, albeit one that has dropped the pretense socialism is supposed to benefit the proletariat in some sense, because what happened in October of 2008 was that you had the entire apparatus of the federal government, Treasury Department in particular, pledge every asset, every liquid asset in the country in order to sustain the politically connected parasite of Wall Street, the largest redistribution of notional wealth in the history of mankind. And we've reached a point, I think, where the pretense is impossible to sustain. And it's really difficult to say what it is that's going to prick the bubble here, this bubble of not affluence, but of prestige. And I think that what's happened with the disaster response on the part of the federal government to the storms that left much of Virginia and Maryland and most of Washington, D.C., and huge tracts of that very elite and very wealthy real estate with that power. The fact that this could lay low the vaunted cockpit of the of this globe-spanning empire is something that would be enough to create some concern on the part of the people who are in the currency and commodities markets here. Because underlying everything that the federal government does right now is at least the illusion of competence. They're not benevolent. They're not honest. What they're doing is of no benefit to other those other than the people who are plugged into the system. That's all true. But at least there's this sense that there has to be a rudimentary amount of competence here on the part of the people who are doing this. Well, it's really difficult to support that assumption in light of the manifold failures of the government, beginning, of course, with 9-1-1 or 9-11. If you accept the standard narrative, we're supposed to believe that 9-11 was the consummate failure of government to carry out its supposedly marquee function of providing national security. So at the very best, you can say this was a failure of government. There are other people who are persuaded that this was a magnificent success, that this is the case of the shadow government doing what it does best, which is creating a crisis so as to expand its powers. Whether the latter premise is true, it certainly did expand its powers as a result of what happened on 9-11. And now we have this natural disaster, which illustrates that in dealing with something as basic as inclement summer weather coupled with a particularly ferocious thunderstorm, a rainstorm, that Washington, D.C. is out of its element. It's completely beyond its depth. And this is something that does tell. The fact that you have people in supposedly the richest and most powerful country in the world go for day after day in the sweltering heat in conditions that are not all that dissimilar to what you'd find in a third world country. That's the sort of thing that will cause speculative markets and currencies and commodities to render a pretty harsh verdict. And that might be the pebble that starts the avalanche. Who knows? But what is certain is that as the power of the government expands beyond any kind of reasonable definition of what the Constitution authorizes, and as its share of our wealth and societal functions grows to the point where it puts itself in charge of everything, it has to maintain the illusion of competence. And that illusion died very abruptly a week ago. And it's been, I think, a real tonic for the markets in that respect. One of the things that this illustrates to me, the reaction to this disaster and the fact that people were left without services, left without power, that illustrates the wisdom of ignoring everything that the government says in terms of its capacity and willingness to come to your aid in a disaster. Now, these people are supposedly going to guarantee our health, our physical health, and they're going to be running the healthcare system, this large and almost infinitely complex healthcare system, but they can't deal with down trees and ruptured power lines in the middle of the imperial capital. You know, that is a really stark and sobering contrast that has not been ignored by the market. And this follows by 7 years, you know, a couple of months less than 7 years, the Hurricane Katrina disaster, the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, which was where you can actually go and start, if you wanted to take a look at the really parabolic growth in the value, the market value of gold and silver. Take a look at where gold and silver were in August of 2005. Take a look at how abruptly upward the value, the market value of gold and silver spiked right after the Hurricane Katrina disaster. This is the sort of thing that happens from time to time. It's almost like God clearing his throat and reminding us of how little we actually control in terms of the natural world and how limited our competence is in trying to control all these variables that go into life. But the people who are running the show, you like to say, Dr. Stan, are people who have a completely different religious sensibility. They see themselves as divine. They see themselves as made out of better stuff than the rest of us. They're elevated above the common run of humanity. They're like ancient Pharaoh who was a god among cattle. They're the sort of people who honestly believe that they've somehow slipped the limitations which constrain mere fleshly beings like you and me. And because of their unique oracular insight into the way that history should unfold, they have not only the right, but quite frankly, the duty to relieve us of the burden of managing our own lives. So when something comes along that illustrates they're incapable of managing anything more sophisticated than perhaps a lemonade stand, that's the sort of thing that's a reality check for the markets. And I suspect that we're going to be getting a lot of those in the weeks to come. And I'm not really looking forward to the way things are going to look in September or October of this year as the fiscal year grinds to a halt and accounting has to be made and bottom lines have to be examined, because typically that's when things get really rough and nasty, just in time for this fall's election. I don't know which way that will break in terms of the largely interchangeable candidates that we're likely to see contending for the presidency this fall. But then again, this the sort of thing that happens in years, routinely happens in years divisible by four. I mean, you end up with two utterly fungible alternatives who represent the two branches of this incumbent party advancing this dialectical design to bring about creative destruction, you know, on the installment plan. But I think that process has accelerated dramatically just in the last week or so. And so we should be keeping an eye on what happens in the commodities market, the proverbial canary in the coal mine over the next week or two. I know that this is something that I find very sobering and at the same time somewhat encouraging, because it's nice to see that there is some sector of the economy that still is tethered to reality. And reality, of course, is not optional.
You know, I think the most interesting thing is, though, that I didn't read about this in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal. I haven't heard about this on the radio. I don't know if you have. I've been away for a couple of days, just got back. And it wasn't until I turned on my computer this evening and just looked at this, just at the end of the week, see if anything had happened. In 2 days, I was gone, and suddenly, I mean, I remember what the price of gold was when I left on Wednesday. I remember what the price of silver was when I left on Wednesday. I come back on Friday. It's a whole different world. We're suggesting that there is going to be a breakout on the price of these. Of course, we've been expecting the rapid inflation to begin. Maybe we'll have 10-15% inflation this year, and probably maybe 20% next year. Uh-huh. But it doesn't take very long before that erodes the values of people's savings and destroys the security that they think they have for their old age.
Well, particularly when you're talking about people who are already left in extremely straitened circumstances because of the economic contraction. And how people, in spite of the fact that the price of living is going up, are not dealing with a concomitant increase in their earnings. And they're dealing with state and municipal governments that are increasing their expenses and cutting back their services simultaneously. Take a look at what's going on with the bankruptcy in Stockton, California, or what's happened with North Las Vegas. You're seeing major cities that have been hit by the collapse of the housing bubble and the cutoff of revenue that are facing bankruptcy. And it's not like they're saying we can no longer provide services, so we'll no longer ask so much taxpayers, demand so much they don't ask. What they're doing is they're demanding more and providing less. I mean, places like Tracy, California, if you have to call 911 for emergency services, in spite of the fact you already pay for that service, you have to pay a surcharge on top of it. And this is being done in all these cities in order to keep government employee unions satisfied, because of the deals that they made when things were flush. And so that's another element of this equation that's really important to look at, is the impending municipal bankruptcies. We're seeing them now. And these are, by and large, municipal governments are not entities that can defer accountability the way the federal government can, the way that even some state governments can. And this is where most of the business of government is done.
Thanks for joining
me.
I'd like to give you an update.
Quite frankly. So, you know, we have these cities that are each of them a miniature Greece poised to explode, or in some cases, not even so much a miniature Greece. Some of these cities are even larger than Greece in terms of what would be their gross domestic product and even their population. And that's where things are likely to get really nasty over the next year or so. Because you take a look at what's going on to Detroit, where entire sections of the city are being shut down. Grass is literally growing in the streets. where the police are active, the police are essentially nothing more than forfeiture gangs that gather revenue at gunpoint, and people are organizing for their own benefit in volunteer self-defense organizations, which I think is actually a pretty good idea. But that's sort of the wave of the future. You know, that had the showpiece of America's industrial economy, and now it's becoming a really potent and frightening augury of what our future is going to look like over the next 5 or 10 years. Quite frankly, it's not a very appetizing picture.
No, well, I think we're entering into very difficult times. Of course, the difficulty is that people look at this from a financial point of view, from a cultural point of view, from a political point of view. They totally ignore the spiritual aspect of this.
Yeah.
But God does bring his judgment upon nations that turn against him. And after seeing Madonna at the last Super Bowl, was there anybody who questions that this country has turned against God? We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Stan, before I let William go, I certainly want him to tell you how that you can reach him, how you can certainly get a hold of the Republic magazine, and how, of course, you can get to William's PayPal button. Go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. RepublicMagazine.com is the website for Republic Magazine, and it's updated every day with news items and essays and videos. Again, that's RepublicMagazine.com. People to visit that website can sign up for our free newsletter, which comes out every Monday, which updates you with what we've been covering. And they can also arrange to buy a subscription to the magazine through the republicmagazine.com website. It's available on Kindle, and I believe it's also available as ebook through the iPad. I'm not entirely sure how that works, but you know the Kindle edition is ready. Survivalist.com is a related website to RepublicMagazine.com. I'm involved editorially in that as well. They're both accessible through the RepublicMagazine.com site. My main platform is still Pro Libertate, the blog. Just go to Google and type in my name, William Grigg. Chances are Pro Libertate will be one of the first returns. Type in William Grigg and Pro Libertate, L-I-B-E-R-T-A-T-E, and you'll find that for certain. At the end of every essay, there is a PayPal button that people can use if they have means and interest to donate. And I'm really grateful to you, Dr. Stan, and to all of your listeners who have been so generous in donating to me, helping me remain active in what I'm doing and provide some semblance of a standard of living for my family. Real blessed to be, for which I will always be grateful. God bless you.
We appreciate everything you do, William, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
God bless.
And you too. Bye-bye. And this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Certainly, our number is 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, we have almost 70 outlets every week, and we have to maintain them. In fact, we actually have a new outlet back in Alabama, and they're sending us bills on a regular basis. They have to be paid. But we try to get a voice everywhere, and certainly through the miracle of the Internet, you can listen to us 24 hours a day on the Internet. If you have a telephone, iPad, iPhone, where you can listen to us 24 hours a day, we're on shortwave. If you have a KU band satellite, you can hear us. If you're in the play areas where we have stations, some of them are just once a week, some of them are every day, and certainly in those areas where we're heard every day, we do have a good, solid listening audience, and people are telling other people. We do know here in Santa Cruz, where I live, one of the most liberal counties in all of California, and yet 20% of the votes for Ron Paul, our county voted 20% for Ron Paul, the highest level of any county in California. Why is that? Well, I think it's probably because we have another radio station here that's conservative, but people are hearing the truth, and when they hear the truth, they'll understand. And because, of course, whether you agree with Ron Paul on everything, his message is that of the Constitution, and, of course, the Constitution is the very foundation of our nation. So if you'd like, of course, to understand what's really going on, well, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear our talks on the forbidden secret and the dark secret, and our syllabuses go with that. You need to hear our talk on the dangerous deception. That's the dangerous deception, and that's my interview with Norman Dodd, who is the director of research for the Reese Committee, and who actually found out what the great tax-exempt foundations are really doing. And then, of course, you need, of course, to get my more recent talk on the case for a satanic conspiracy, the case for a satanic conspiracy, and or my DVD on the population control, the covert agenda, because there is a covert agenda. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Certainly, go to our website and listen to our programs, and then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Straight up top of the hour. The Dow futures are up about 17 points. Still struggling. It was up yesterday. Gold is at about 1665. Lots going to happen. Looks like Spain and Portugal and all these countries might just fold. It's not looking good. Anyway, back to the news, and I do want to just reiterate on this old man in the nursing home, a very elderly man in a nursing home. He had been a singer when he was younger. And so they put the headsets of an iPod on his head, and he started singing. And, I mean, it was beautiful. It was really, you could tell he was a professional before. You got to see this. The neurologist that was commenting on this says, we don't know what effect music has. Well, you know what? Occupy San Francisco is now singing. They're going to use singing. They're doing a cappella singing.